Preseason football Saturday. The Jets will be in Charlotte to take on the Panthers. Maybe Chris Lee knows why this game is at 4:30. Chris Lee, WRAL TV 5 Sports. I mean, it's hot at 4:30, man.
Yeah, well, I think it's 4 o'clock.
That's what I meant. I meant 4. Well, I don't know why I said 4:30. 4 o'clock, yes. Still hot. It's hot at 4:30, too, by the way.
It is hot. I was hoping it would actually be something like more of a 6 o'clock kick or whatever, so it can not be too late, but also it can give us a little bit of shade. But I don't know. I'll take the 4 o'clock. We'll get out of there earlier and get home to our families earlier.
All right. What can we expect in terms of amount of playing time out of Bryce Young, you think?
Sounds like Bryce Young will play. The amount, I'm not sure, but I would assume, based off of what Frank Reich has said before, that he's not going to overexpose him too much in the preseason, and that that Matt Corral will probably get the bulk of the reps in the actual preseason games. But it looks like we'll see Bryce Young on Saturday for at least a series or two. So I know Panthers fans are excited to see that finally against some competition. Mm-hmm. Today against the Jets, he looked pretty good.
Yeah, so there are joint practices going on. My guess is that we probably will not see Aaron Rodgers at all if Panthers fans are hoping to see the future Hall of Famer.
No, we won't. Robert Saleh told us this morning that he won't be playing, but the Jets are looking at it as an opportunity to get Zach Wilson and some of the others some more reps and things like that. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's been playing for a long time, so it's he doesn't need the preseason at this point.
Yeah, look, I know that there's a lot of people, and I don't want to make this about the Jets. There's a lot of people who like to see Rodgers play with new teammates and develop some on-field chemistry, but I don't think that is going to happen at all in the preseason.
He's doing off-season workouts. He's smiling. He's, hanging out with his teammates, so... they've been building some chemistry, so I don't think if you are a Jets fan, I don't think there's much for you to really worry about right now.
Yeah, a lot. I used to be, and they are more of a fascination. I mean, I've admitted that I've called myself a recovering Jets fan. They are more of a fascination. They are really the roadside accident. I mean, we all know. I mean, when you see it on the side of the road, all we do is rubberneck. Like, yeah, I mean, they're fascinating. And this whole thing is a good social experiment. Are you on Hard Knocks? Because I know Hard Knocks has to be following them around.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I will be. I maybe made some of the Hard Knocks guys mad because maybe I got in their shot or, whatever. There are so many extra cameras for this practice today, Adam, that it was interesting. It almost felt bigger than a game in some ways. Because of all the cameras, typically for the media in our designated areas, it's a little bit easier to maneuver around practice. It wasn't very easy to maneuver around practice today because of Hard Knocks, because of the media from New York, because of the added media wanting to come see this from North and South Carolina. So I don't know. Maybe I will be, or maybe I'm on somebody's poop list from Hard Knocks. I don't know.
You could never be on anybody's poop list. Chris Lee, WRAL TV 5 Sports. Also, the podcast, Panthers Playbook, which is available wherever you get your podcast. You should check that out. So, in terms of what Bryce Young has been able to accomplish, put on the field, not on tape because we haven't really seen him in a game, who do you think his favorite targets have been, will be, as we go forward?
DJ Chark, by far and away, seems to be his favorite target. They have some sort of chemistry going on that is kind of hard to explain. I don't even know if they can even explain it. But Bryce Young loves throwing it to him, and when he does, more often than not, Chark, in practice, of course, without all the hitting and tackling, turns it into a pretty nice play. There's a few instances today where, he would have been in trouble. Live game action, not sure if he would have been sacked or not, but the person he was able to get it to was DJ Chark. He's also been really good at, checking it down to Miles Sanders. Mm-hmm. LaVisca Chenault didn't practice today. They're using precaution with him. I guess something was tweaked recently, but LaVisca Chenault will be another check down option along with Hayden Hurst. But as far as that number one guy, that seems to have be on the same page with Bryce all the time. It's Chark, which will be interesting for him because, you know, he's been riddled with injuries during his career, and a lot of folks in their eyes, he hasn't lived up to the hype maybe that he came in with. So maybe this is a year for him to finally live up to that if he can stay healthy and on the field and with a quarterback who seems to love throwing it to him.
So in the past couple of years, Miles Sanders has not had a lot of production in terms of catching the ball out of the backfield. But in his past is some success at that. Based on what we have seen from Frank Reich, not just here, but in Indianapolis, do we anticipate that Sanders will be a big part of the passing game?
I wouldn't say a huge part of the passing game, but that's going to be an element for sure of their passing game, which is something, I mean, Bryce Young is a smart player, so he's shown in certain times where if he's in trouble, if he doesn't have anybody to throw it to, he can check it down to his back. And so that's one of the things that we've seen today. Of course, Chuba Hubbard, Raheem Blackshear, they're going to be a part of that as well. Frank Reich, he's going to run the ball, and he's going to run, plays where, it's everybody's kind of all out, and the easy pass will be the check down. So all the blockers will be in front of him. So that's something that you could probably expect to see from the Panthers this season.
Chris Lee is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, Panthers and Jets, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Bank of America Stadium. I remember the day. I'm young enough to remember where basically all of the preseason games were played at night because that just makes more sense. But, no, maybe the game is nationally televised. I don't know. But, of course, you can listen to it if you're listening in Raleigh. You can listen to it here on the radio on 99.9 The Fan, and then get all your Panthers playbook questions answered on the podcast machine with Chris Lee and Dennis Cox and Tim Donnelly. Everybody is there. Give me an area that you are really keen on seeing when these two teams meet Saturday afternoon.
One of the things I thought was very interesting was this was Bryce Young's first reps against another NFL defense other than the one that is on the same team, mm-hmm. right? So, of course, these guys, they're not looking at this guy as, oh, he's our quarterback, we're going to be nice to him and things like that. They're trying to come after him. You know, of course, they stop when they get to him because there's no hitting in this period. But he did pretty well. I mean, there were some struggles. I think one of the beat writers had his passing stats at 14 for 22, which is pretty good. There were a few struggles, but mainly because of his timing issues going up against another defense, mm-hmm. things like that. And so that's to be expected. But I think one of the things I like about Bryce Young so far is the fact that he settles in. It might be a rough start, but he's going to settle in, mm-hmm. and he's going to hit those targets. So at the end of practice, there was this two-minute drill where Young had a series, Dalton had a series, Aaron Rodgers had a series, and Zach Wilson had a series. And the only quarterback that led their team, led the team down to score a field goal was Bryce Young. The Jets offense had some hiccups today against the Panthers defense. Panthers defense looking pretty good, by the way. With some of their additions that they've had recently. But Bryce is going to be the quarterback where, you know, of course he's going to make his rookie mistakes, but it feels like he just continues to get better. So if you see him make a mistake, it doesn't feel like he'll compound on that mistake like we've seen from Panthers players in the past.
And as we say goodbye to Chris Lee, it is worth pointing out that Bryce Young doing this, the Jets had one of the best defenses in the NFL a year ago. They just couldn't mm-hmm. score. So you've got two outstanding defenses with playmakers on both sides. I don't anticipate a ton of points being scored, especially since Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play and the Jets' right. next best quarterback is named Zach Wilson. So that does not bode well. What does bode well is Panthers playbook, wherever you get your podcast. Chris Lee,
absolutely.
WRAL TV5. He, along with Dennis Cox and Tim Donnelly, will bring you that every week. Sir, Appreciate your time down there in the Queen City, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You got it, man.
Se acerca el regreso a clases y el salón de JCPenney tiene cortes de cabello a solo $12 para niños de kinder a sexto grado. O ahorra $12 en cualquier servicio de peinado de $30 o más. Y mándalos a la escuela luciendo como angelitos. Aceptamos visitas sin previa cita, pero apresúrate porque se llena. O saca tu cita en línea en jcp.com/salón. JCPenney. Ofertas válidas hasta el 23 de septiembre. Citas válidas con diseñador o diseñador senior. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda jcp.com.